We now stand in an exhibition that contains only a fraction of what was bought with the hard-earned savings of the German people and exhibited as art by a large number of museums all over Germany. All around us you see the monstrous offspring of insanity, impudence, ineptitude, and sheer degeneracy. What this exhibition offers inspires terror and disgust in us all. This is how Adolf Ziegler, the curator of degenerate art, opened the show in Munich in July 1937, according to Stephen Provisor from the Jewish Advocate. Degenerate Art was a show curated by the Nazis, but this wasn't like a normal art show where the art is to be admired. Here, the art was to be hated. The original exhibition showcased 650 paintings, sculptures, prints, and drawings that had been looted from museums all over Germany by the Nazis. Stephen Provisor, Jewish Advocate, 1993. This is one of the most viewed art exhibitions, with over 3 million people going to see the show in the 4-plus years that it toured Germany and Austria, according to The Nazis vs. Expressionism, a PBS documentary. The Nazis did not care about how the art looked in the gallery. In fact, they did everything they could to make the art look bad, including hanging some of the art upside down and crooked, poorly lighting the art, and they even had graffiti all over the walls ridiculing the art. Peter Gunter, who was 17 when he saw the exhibition, said the rooms had a claustrophobic effect. I chose this topic because I had learned about the show in an art appreciation class and thought it was really interesting. This is the only time in history where an art exhibit had been put on making fun of the art. For people who lived during this time, or grew up with parents who did, they are probably aware of this exhibit, but my generation did not grow up learning about this. There are so many other things to learn about the Nazis, and this is not one of those things. So I wanted to share this with all of you. Through this podcast, I hope it can broaden people's knowledge of art history and the importance of the artists in the Degenerate Art Exhibition. In this podcast, I'll be talking about what the Degenerate Art Exhibition was and why Hitler chose the art he did, who the artists showcased in the exhibit are, and the impact they had on the art world. I will also be talking about the museum Hitler built and the kind of artwork he had there and why he chose that art. Degenerate Art was an exhibition curated by the Third Reich, but this wasn't like any normal exhibition where the art on display is admired. Here, the art was abhorred. The original show had over 650 paintings, sculptures, prints, and drawings that had been looted from museums all over Germany by the Nazis. Stephen Provisor, Jewish Advocate, 1993. This was one of the world's most widely viewed art exhibitions, with over 3 million people going to see the show in the 4-plus years that it toured Germany and Austria, according to The Nazis vs. Expressionism, a PBS documentary from 1993. The Nazis did not care about how the art looked in the gallery. In fact, they did everything they could to make the art look bad, including hanging some of the art upside down and crooked, poorly lighting the art, and they even had graffiti all over the walls ridiculing the art. Peter Gunter, who was 17 when he saw the exhibit, said the rooms had a claustrophobic effect. The Nazis vs. Expressionism, PBS, 1993. Nature as seen by sick minds. An insult to German womanhood. Crazy at any price. This is what the Nazis wrote on the walls of the Degenerate Art Exhibit in 1937. The Nazis vs. Expressionism, PBS, 1993. This is what they thought of the expressionist art they put in the show.